Blog Talk Radio.
I'm like, for real?
Grind. To get what you want to be, you know that you better grind.
Major blessings, first of all, to want to give a shout out to Moski on the beat. He's the one that created my intro. I just want to shout you out there, Moski. I'm just proud of everything that you're doing right now. He's one of my my young grinders out there, and I'm just so blessed at what God is doing in his life. Definitely major blessings to you guys for tuning in to Grindology. The purpose of this show is to provide information to help people grow professionally. So I encourage you guys to just tune on in and get what you need, but don't stop there. Pay it forward and share with others so that they can get what they need. You gotta make sure everybody out here, everybody. Also, major blessings to my rock, Michael Herndon. He is sick today. Him not feeling good right now, guys. He's not feeling good at all. But he's here still supporting his wife. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? And then also to the best media station in the world, TTLO, taking the limits off with my engineering guru, my media Yoda, Reverend Dr. Dana King. Dr. Dana King, say hi. Say hi. How are you? Oh, my God. He's over here, guys. Pray for Mike. He's dying.
Ha.
He needs
some
Dana
milk.
Dr. Dana's over here spraying Lysol. He want to make sure that he doesn't catch that coronavirus.
I got to come to me, so I can't be sick.
Terrible.
It's a whole nother.
Men are so terrible
Look,
when they sick.
I'm calling.
Like a rabid dog. You guys are so helpless when y'all sick. Y'all sit around like, Ma, help me. No. I'll be like, oh, my God, when he's sick, it's the worst. Look at him. Look how he's looking at me. Like, he needs my assistance right now. Like, I need to put him on a stretcher. And I'm on to the hospital. You okay?
You got your video? You good?
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. You okay, baby? Yeah, thank God for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. That's the good insurance right there. That's the good insurance. Also, guys, we want to just let you guys know that TTLO, our family, we do big things all week. We kick off the week with Mission on Mondays at 7 p.m. on Take It with Dan King. He gets our soul right. He kicks the week off with Mission on Mondays. And then, of course, we get our minds right with Healthy Soul Talk at 6 p.m. with my girl, my sister, Dr. Kimberly Thomas. I mean, we just got doctors up in here. Everybody a doctor. I want to be a doctor. How can I do that? Help. Let somebody just help me. I want to get doctorized.
The cheaper way out and just, you know, and got that, you know, for $2.99. And, man.
Oh,
they graduated
God.
Me tomorrow for $2.99.
For $2.99.
And they send you as my grandma would say, they send you a certificate. She didn't speak that well. They send you a certificate. And you will be you can get doctorized and ordained all at the same time. No price. I mean, you can skip some steps, man. I know you've been trying to get your...
I feel like that's where, you know, that's...
You've been trying to be Pastor the Bishop Sugar Good.
Yeah.
We're going to make it official.
Doctor
Bishop Sugar Good.
Dr. Bishop Sugar Good.
Huh?
I feel
tax
it.
Time. Come on, man.
When your taxes come
and look,
in.
And then you become exempt.
You see how that works?
Huh? What about shock?
It's a process.
Huh?
You follow the flow. Mm-hmm. You follow it.
Follow the flow.
That's how you got to do it, Dr. Bishop Sugar Good. Then, of course, it's Grindology on Thursdays at 7 p.m. where we get your business right. Guys, last week we talked about the power of the silent professional. I just felt like that was a really, really good show. Mm-hmm. I felt like, you know, it's not one of – I'm going to tell you guys, it's like when I do these shows, it's not so much as just getting information. I am literally practicing what I'm preaching. You know, I am really communicating this thing, but I'm going through the same processes that you go through. So just talking about the power of the silent professional and how it's important to be silent sometimes, be in that season of being silent, which was very, very empowering for me. I feel like it was empowering for me. But now this week we got a talking about the power of effective communication. You got to have some effective communication, and we're talking about that today. But before we get to that, know that on Fridays, guys, we have Praise Break Friday at 7 p.m. on Taking the Limits Off with Dr. Dana King. So he closes out the week with a praise break. So tomorrow we're going to celebrate the close of the week. The week, guys, another time, unscathed, unbothered, I'm just saying, on a whole nother different level. But guys, know this though, if you need advice or you have a professional question that you would like to ask right here on Grindology, please to contact us, email us. Or if, guys, guess what? If you have a business or a nonprofit, you want to promote your brand or an event right here on Grindle or TTLO, You can do so by just emailing us at takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net or call into the station at 323-870-4375. Once again, 323-870-4375. Come holler at us. Come talk to us. You know, ask whatever question that you need to ask as a professional, a professional question. I'm going to say that. Ask, call in, and we'll just, you know, do everything that we can possibly do to make sure we get your questions answered and get you on the line. So, guys, before we take our first break, let's get into the major grind of the week. So the major grind of the week, particularly the urology world, is a major grind that occurred in the professional world this week. And I get to see, guys, what you think about it. What was your viewpoint? And this week we are talking about, and this is where my source came from, right? Black Enterprise. And we're talking about today how black hair care vendors say that their businesses is being affected by the coronavirus outbreak. So right now we have black basically like losing out because of the coronavirus. So basically what they says is that as the coronavirus continues to spread, black hair care businesses have started to feel the effects of the virus on the wholesale side of their business. Due to the restrictions on imports from China, hair care businesses may soon struggle to fulfill customer orders on popular items such as wigs and, you know, just all the other things, lashes, everything, primarily based in China. The coronavirus is also known as COVID-19, has already killed 6 people in the United States and more than 3,000 across the globe. So Shani Wallace, who oversees District Show in Bowie, Maryland, told WUSA 9 that she made an order for hair extensions from her China-based supplier in January. Her order still hasn't arrived. The vendor is blaming the delay on the virus. I just never imagined coronavirus would affect me. Being in the States, Wallace told the station, not directly as far as being sick. It's so crazy, guys. Like, the coronavirus is actually not just killing people, but it's actually out here killing businesses. There are just things out here people can't get wholesale or sent in from China because of the coronavirus. So Wallace also mentioned that the scare has also affected customers worried that the hair that they purchase might be contaminated with the virus. When they get their hair, they ask, is it going to be contaminated? She added, the CDC has said that the virus dies on the surface. There's likely very low risk of spread products or packaging that over 6 days or weeks at ambient temperatures. The agency wrote on the thing, guys, we don't have to worry whether the wigs that we're purchasing right now from our vendors are contaminated by the coronavirus. None of the hair, none of the lashes, none of the items that we are purchasing to look good, will we have to worry about it being affected or contaminated? Just letting you know.
Nope.
Dr. Dana, did you have some input on the coronavirus?
I'm just thinking, like, if you buy the wig, why don't you just, like, you know, or the bundle, when you get it home, just post some Corona on it, and it'll kill whatever's on it. I'm thinking, you know.
Wait a minute. Huh? Are you saying that, okay.
Like, Corona.
And that's going to cure the coronavirus.
It's going to kill
the
alcohol,
the
contaminated, right? That yeast and all that stuff in that beer, you put some Corona on it.
So now we walking around with.
No, you wash it first with some. You do a soak. You just, you know, get a cup. Get you a.
You do a
Corona
come
in 40s. They don't come in 40s, do they? You get
do
a 40 of Corona. You get a 40 of Corona. Just get you a 40 of Corona.
Lord.
And just, you know, let it marinate. And then
let
wash
your wig
it.
Marinate. See, here's the thing.
In the Corona. Then you go get you some.
That's not going to work.
Essence of herbal essence and wash it out and then have it smelling back to, you know, or
it,
some
it
pink,
so
pink lotion.
Much. Normally, when we get a wig, we get it in the style that we expect to wear it in.
Oh.
So then if we soak it in Corona, in contamination of the coronavirus on the wig, it's going to take the style out of the hair because now it's just a wet, beer-smelling wig. I mean, guys, this is real. This is so real. I cannot make this up. So,
spread in some. Yeah, this is 4-in-1 disinfecting spray.
Hey, if the
and
guy
it say kills Corona on here, it kills Corona. Yeah, even your Lysol can say kills Corona on it.
It do?
Yeah, it's been on there for years. We just ain't ever got the Corona.
We ain't never seen
people, it. The real talk is people have had the Corona for years. It's just the media.
We ain't
the media blown it out.
Yeah, the media is blown it out.
Yeah.
Like SARS. So, guys, here's the thing, right? So, Stephanie Nolan, a beauty entrepreneur and owner of XOX Virgin, based in French, Georgia's country, Maryland, said she is also feeling the effects of the coronavirus. Due to the coronavirus and the measures taken to cut down on the virus in China, people aren't allowed to go or really return to work, which what it is, guys, it's really putting like a hold on wholesale manufacturing when it comes to, you know, contamination part, which I feel like is a little bit like far-fetched, right? It's more about people not being able to go to work because of the virus, and now they're not in the factories making the wigs or doing any other type of work for that matter, which then we can't get the goods shipped over on our end.
But it's affecting everything. From iPhones to Samsung TVs.
Yeah. Anything
everything. Yeah. That in the large factories are all but Nikes, Jordans.
Yeah.
They. So you think they're spreading the Corona on purpose? The Corona?
No, that is not the case. You are so crazy. But yeah, that is like one of the major, major impacts right now that's going on, the major grind of the week, guys, that is going on right now is that anything that's. We're talking specifically about the black hair care vendors. Actually, their products wholesale from China. It's like on hold because of that. So, guys, I want you to think about that. Like when you're going out there, you're going on your website, you're purchasing. I think that they're probably making these alerts too, to let people know due to the coronavirus, there may be a delay in your order. But at the end of the day, guys, bottom line, takeaway from this is don't buy your wig too soon from China. Find the locals. Don't go online right now and get your wig wholesale from China right now. Go to the beauty supply stores and get what's ever left.
We might make my move too soon.
I don't even understand where that just came from.
You said don't buy your wig too soon.
Don't buy your wig. Don't order it online too soon. Or be careful of where you're, what manufacturer, or what vendor you're getting your wigs from, because right now the coronavirus is impacting weaves, wigs, patches. All those good things are being impacted right now. The business is being impacted right now due to the coronavirus. So, I mean, thank you so much for Black Enterprise for providing that resource right there of knowledge. And if you guys need to know a little bit more about that, go onto the sites that you normally buy your wigs from, take a look at it, and just see, you know, if they're even telling you that. They probably not even.
The sites now say corona-free.
Corona-free wigs. I can't.
It's like you. I can't. It's like going to the Chinese restaurant. Can I get my food? No MSG.
Yeah.
No corona, please.
No corona. I want no corona on my lace front. No corona on my lashes.
I'm sorry.
None of that. None of the coronavirus from that. But what are your guys out there? I need your feedback. What do you think? First of all, we already know that it's less likely for the wig to be contaminated by the coronavirus. But I'm gonna tell you like this: Black folks don't trust that. You could tell me that it's not, but for me, deep down in my spirit, I still wouldn't purchase the wig yet.
They said that Black people can't get the corona.
I don't know.
I read that on Facebook.
You gotta let me know what source that is.
On the Facebook, they said because it's the corona, that ain't for us.
God.
Right, but they said if a Henny virus come out, then we all in
you
trouble.
You know what? That is such a mess.
That's not real.
That is such a hot mess.
That's not a real statement. I saw it on the Facebook.
Mercy. You saw it on the Facebook?
On the Facebook.
On the Facebook.
Well, that got to be true if it's on the Facebook.
Hey, because that is the Encyclopedia of Britannica.
This is the end-all be-all.
Facebook is Bible now. Facebook is Bible.
It is.
But guys, you just be careful of what I mean. Like, even though I don't know, like, even though we're not affected by the coronavirus or whatever, you know, we know that it has hit Chicago, so we know that it is in the vicinity. Also, I have seen people, like, we have gotten these colds and stuff popping off with these little colds and everything. So every time somebody coughs, we looking at this is normal, though. Changing the weather and the flu and stuff is normal, guys. But here it is. Now everybody that's coughing in the world, now anybody that's coughing in your area, you like, do this person got the corona? Do they got the coronavirus? Like, people can't cough now. You can't have a just a dry cough.
Do you see the post, somebody put a post on Facebook about a bunch of people standing at a bus stop, and this one guy came up and sneezed, and the person at the bus stop pulled the gun and shot him.
Oh,
and then
God.
Everybody else pulled that Lysol and sprayed it.
Is that the form of a quarantine?
Yeah, it's a joke post, but I'm like, wow.
It's a civic
but no,
quarantine.
Who was that? I was listening to somebody on the radio. New York subways, like, I ain't been on the L in Chicago in a long time, but New York subways are, like, so much worse. They, like, people are, like, stacked up on top of each other. They say now if somebody even sneezes, everybody, like.
Right. I'm telling you.
Before we knew about the corona, they'd be like, ha-choo!
Right. God bless you.
Bless
God,
you.
Now,
and we don't even move. Now, we run into another car.
We all get like this. We want to spray them in the mouth. Drink the Lysol. Put some bleach on your tongue. There's whatever remedy that you're going to need.
Like, I want to get them stinking kids. Drink
some
bleach.
I'm telling you. But, I mean, we know that we have viruses going around in the season, period. That's how it, you know, it normally happens. But, like, now, people coughing and stuff, you look at them differently now. You know, media has a way of just shifting.
Yeah,
that is the perfect segue.
Yes.
Of what we're going to talk to before we go to our break. Our topic today is the power of effective communication. Like, guys, it is so important. Like, even in your personal life, personal or professional life, it is important to know how to effectively communicate. Communicate is a powerful mechanism to live a life like of harmony, impact, emotional resilience, effectively conveying your thoughts in words that build trust and influence has the ability to dramatically shift the course of your life. You know, think about it. Think about everyone that we hear, see, or are influenced by on our daily lives. I mean, 9 times out of 10, they have done some type of work on their communication. They have to know how to teach themselves how to effectively communicate in order to build a personal and professional success. The keys to communicating effectively is to be aware of the language you use and the impact that it makes on the recipient, the person you're communicating with. So, guys, there are so many principles to communication. There's so many different things. We're going to talk about the power of communication, the four powers of communication. We're going to talk about the different communication styles that we have out here. We're going to talk about the 5 principles of effective communication. When we get off this show, we're going to have some insight, a little more clarity on how to maybe I need to get some effective communication in my life, because I couldn't even get that word out. How to effectively communicate. Pray for me, guys. I'm like, how you going to talk about communication and you can't even get the words out your mouth?
You might have a corona.
Probably the corona. I probably got it from Mike. Bae, you over there. I mean, guys, I wish I could just show you how he looks. He looks like a zombie right now. We have to turn the camera around.
He's trying to get on camera.
Hey, Fiance. Looks like he's struggling, guys. Mike has her vibe. Hey. He said he got the chicken. That's a new one. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to get down to the nitty gritty. We're going to talk about the power of communication. We got to know how to talk out here, guys. We got to know how to effectively get that word across effectively. That's what we're talking about today, right here on Grindology. Welcome back to Grindology, where we study all things personal. Today, as we are talking about the power of effective communication. Like, it is just one of the most important, elements, I will call it an element, of our lives. effective communication is a skill set, but I look at it as it's necessary. It's necessary for everyone. So, guys, let's get to the nitty-gritty, right? The word communication literally means to make comment. At its most basic level, it means letting your needs be known. And at its highest level, communication means building strong, trusting relationships with people who don't see things the same way that you see it, you know, who has a different viewpoint from your own. And how do we, you know, pretty much merge the two viewpoints together so that we can be able to see eye to eye, right? So the educator and psychotherapist Virginia Satir wrote, "Once has arrived on this earth, communication is the largest single factor determining what kind of relationships he make with others and what happens to him in the world. It also determines whether you are capable of being a highly effective leader."